Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Providing Houston sports radio excellence for 14 years and counting. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 9 o'clock on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this weekend, what's going on in the city of Houston? Let's bring in Stevie D, because I can't pronounce your last name. Stevie D joining us here on ESPN 97.5.
Kevin Dam.
Devenenum. What is it?
Devadonum. It's Stevie D. They've been calling you that since high school.
Devadonum. Devadonum. That's weird. Yeah. That's a weird name. Okay. So
thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'll tell my dad.
Devadonum.
Do you know this about Stevie D?
What about Stevie D?
He used to work at NFL Network in Culver City. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was in the city.
Was he part of the bloodletting of everybody getting out of the...
Well, there's been like bloodlettings going on in sports media for about 6 years
now. Yeah, right.
But no, he was actually there doing a producer's gig. Like, he's a sports guy. Oh, you don't know that, John.
Yeah, I'm a total sports guy. I played high school football with 5 guys who went pro. I always wondered why I couldn't start. Now I know why, because I played them on Madden. And I went to work for NFL Network in Culver City. I worked for Game Day Morning. So I went from like... talking to about Michael Irvin to working with Michael Irvin and Warren Sapp and Rich Eisen, and so living the dream with Gal Media. We're talking sports with you guys. I mean, there's nothing like going from Michael Irvin to John Granato. Right?
Mm. Thank you. Well, he precedes us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, you're with Culture Map now. Is there anything cool going on this weekend?
Just a little bit, man. I know I don't have a lot of time, so I'll get... to it. You know, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
So Culture Map, we have, if it's hot and it's new, we have it first. We're always here to hook you up. The great thing about working with the best food writer in the city, Eric Sandler, he always makes me look good personally on dates, but he's here to help up hook up Houston, too. So on culturemap.com, hey, John, you want to tell him where to go? Culture Map for us?
Well, you go to Nick's place.
Well, here's the deal. We have a big giant banner on culturemap.com that says where to eat. So guys looking for where to eat, this is where to go. Now, Lance knows this place really well. Georgia James, it's Chris Shepherd's place. Opened up Georgia James Tavern. It's a hot place downtown. It's a great place to take a date. It's a gorgeous space. Totally ready for Instagram. Totally ready for those stories. Totally ready to see and be seen. And, you know, you've got those $85 steaks, but you've also got salads, you've got sandwiches. It's a great place to pregame if you're going downtown. Great date spot. Speaking of great date spot, Gratify. It's arguably the new hottest, like, well-to-do place in town for what that well-heeled crowd. You definitely want to check that place out. Eric also has this huge following with his things to know in food. You know, he's not only the hottest food writer in the city, he gets stuff first. So he just teased that Concura Italian Bites. John, I know you like your Italian stuff. They're opening up in Highland Village. It's a beautiful space.
What is it called?
Out there.
What is it called? What's it called?
Concura. Concura. Italian Bites. Really gorgeous spot. They just fixed it up.
It's around the corner from me. I live right there, so I gotta go check. It's good, huh?
Oh, good. Well, I know where to crash when I...
Yeah. Well, if you get too drunk, you can walk over.
I don't walk.
Cool. So wait a minute. So Georgia James is a great restaurant. By the way, those $85 steaks, you split them because they're so big.
Yeah.
I mean, their food,
what Steven's talking about is the new tavern downtown.
Yeah, no, where is that?
It's downtown. But Chris Shepherd is, I don't know exactly the location downtown, Steven, but I know that this is a big deal for Chris to open something up downtown.
Well, he's been wanting to do it for a long time, yeah. And he's wanted to bring, you know, I mean, you know, if I just take a second. He's got Matt Talley-Kilburn there doing it, and he's a really great chef. So Chris's whole thing is that, you know, he understands that if you go to some of his locations, you're going to spend a lot of money there. So he wanted to make, you know, here at Culture Map especially, we go aspirational. You know, we got the CEOs reading us, but we also have the CEO secretaries reading us. So he wants a little bit of everybody. He wants everybody to be able to enjoy the place. So George James Tavern, located at 737 Preston. It's the first floor of Market Square Tower. You can go there. You can valet for free and check it out. But the space is just gorgeous. You know, Lance, wouldn't you say, Lance, it looks a little New Orleans?
What's that?
Wouldn't you say it looks a little New Orleans? Have you seen the space?
Yeah. No, I do think it has some of that same vibe. Yeah. I don't think you're wrong in that.
Yeah.
I think because New Orleans has such, you know it when you see it. New Orleans is one of those, you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I had never really thought about that. And I saw the pictures that you guys had. I think that.
Dude. It's a gorgeous space. And it's normally, as you guys know, if you're spending money, I mean, if you're going to a place that looks that pretty, you're spending a lot of money. So Chris's whole thing is you get that Chris Shepherd experience. You get that there's Chris Shepherd Eats, but you're not spending those normal prices. So it's definitely a place to check out. You know, and you want to get on Resi or those reservations early because it is blowing up. It's arguably the hottest, you know, casual place in town right now.
Sweet, sweet. That is Stevie D giving us an update on what's going on here. I see Concura. It's right by the Earthcraft. It's over there on Mid Lane. Yeah, cool.
Okay, a lot of good entertainment stuff going on. Do we have a second for entertainment?
Yeah. What?
Okay, so a couple more things. So Eric has just pushed this. Villa Moroccan Kitchen opening up their second location in Bel Air. That's a really spicy spot. And then Lance, our buddy Nick Sturfield just went here. Le Jardinier, the French vegetable forward fine dining restaurant in Museum Fine Arts. And say that a couple times. They're starting lunch service September 3rd, but if you want to go fancy and healthy, that's the spot to go. As far as entertainment, you know, I know we just talked about expensive restaurants, so this is free. Wide Oak Music Hall is having a 5-year anniversary bash this weekend. Really good hype entertainment spot, really good music. The headliners are really cool. It's going to be Ruckus, Camera Cult, Marley Moon, Leah D, DJ Hiram. It's going to be a really cool spot, and it's, you know, you can't beat Three in the Heights. So that's going to be something listeners definitely want to check out. Jordan Fisher, he's a Tonight Show comic. He's coming to town to write a comedy bash. And then if you're heading out to Galveston, AIA Houston is presenting a sandcastle competition. So you can go check it out, post it on Instagram, and then if you're a tough guy like John Granato, maybe kick it and see what they're going to do. How am I doing, guys?
Doing great, Stevie D.
So, man. Listen, go to Culture Map for all that information because they do that on a weekly basis. I mean, you're finding all that information, and there's so many different restaurants and bars that open and close, and especially that are opening right now. Houston's one of the hottest foods. You're having chefs move from different cities to come here to open restaurants. So there's so many different things for you to check out. So if you like checking out things that are new and adventurous, I always get people asking me, but realistically, you're going to find it with Eric. Eric Sandler is going to have all that stuff for you at Culture Map on a weekly basis. So make sure that you check in on Culture Map all the time for entertainment, food, just so much stuff on the website. It's great. It's a great resource for me when it's time for me to go check out something new. Hey, Steve, we appreciate you joining the show and giving people a heads up for the weekend stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, Stevie.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. There's Stevie D right here. Culture Map right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
My office is on the Culture Map side, the clean side, the nice side, where nice people
live. You are over there.
Although most people don't work there anymore. They've become, after COVID, it went all, you know. So I don't even see Eric Sandler anymore.
Yeah.
I barely see Stevie D.
Well, they don't come in anymore, right? They just work from home and
it's
not too much.
It's just me.
And just not
too much. It's me and an IT guy and Brandon and Strange and then like, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then Laura Beavers and the Boss.
Laura Beavers and the Boss. Yeah, and the Boss.
Laura Beavers and the Boss.
You see those two, yeah. They're at the very end of the hall.
It's a new sitcom. Laura Beavers and the Boss. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you see a couple of fights yesterday? John Gruden was none too pleased with his team. They fought the Rams. The Raiders and Rams got into a fight at the end of practice, and John Gruden was none too pleased with it.
A lot of fights jumping off right now.
Antonio Brown, apparently, he got thrown out of practice because he punched a Tennessee player in the face.
Chris Jackson.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he landed. I'm going to show it to you, but you could tell he landed the punch.
And Bruce Arians said, I didn't see any fighting, just a lot of pushing and shoving around.
Swatting flies.
And Antonio Brown was just swatting flies.
That's what he called it.
What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? He was just swatting flies. Oh, he got him. Yeah. He landed one, a left. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Left hook, right to the face. After he ripped his helmet off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't get any of
that.
That's
a veteran fighting.
How come we don't have none of that?
Because we're professional. Because the Texans are professional.
Because character.
Yeah, the Texans are a professional team that doesn't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
High character team.
Raheel, yeah, I tweeted out about how tough it was to beat the Royals, and you know when they lost that game the other night, and he was like, yeah, but the important thing is that we made friends along the way. Raheel has not stopped being corny. It just has not stopped for him. Well, was there friendship? Yes. Was there sportsmanship? Yes. Was there character? Yes. And that's what the Texans have, all of that. And they're going to have that tomorrow night. And you can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
That's right. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, a lot of people make comments and then they have these faux apologies or whatever just because they want to.
Jack Morris?
Just get, I don't know, maybe Jack. Maybe Jack. But you hear a lot of people who, like Deshaun Jackson, made anti-Semitic remarks and then just kind of barely lightly backed off of it. It was no big deal. There's a player who made a comment that was an offensive comment. No question about it. It's not even up for debate. Made an offensive comment who actually did something about it. And you get the feeling, I went into it cynically. And then when I finished reading all of it, I was like, you know what? This guy actually put the time in. He didn't just have a PR rep or his agent craft an apology on notes and send it out through Twitter or Instagram. This guy actually put the work in. So I want to actually spotlight somebody who said something they shouldn't have said, but actually deserves a little praise.
He went into rehab?
And to be left alone because the guy actually did. You always hear, I'm going to go do the work. Yeah. This guy actually
did the work.
Did the work, yeah. Huh? I got somebody who did the work.
All right, next right here on
ESPN. And it's not corny. It's like, okay, this guy did put some work in.
He did the work. And we'll do it next right here on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, it's 9:15 at the bottom of the hour. Cody Stutes is going to join us to talk Texans. He's been out there quite a bit, so we'll get his...
People on Twitch are excited about Texans.
Everybody's excited.
There's starting to be a growing sense of community that is gathering for the Texans, and like you can feel the momentum building. You can feel like it's like a train that is... Well, you know that unmistakable sound like before the storm. When you're going up the roller coaster.
Well, and I can feel like, I think
I don't think I should be on this.
Right.
You ever had that feeling?
Yeah, I know that one.
I've had that feeling.
I want to get off this roller coaster.
Is there any time to shut this down?
No, and I think they're going to give us a roller coaster of emotions this year. They really are.
Yeah.
Right. I think that, man, they're going to just lead us on. It's going to be the highs and the lows, the tears. The laughter and the tears. I mean, it is going to be a season of just an emotional roller coaster. Yeah. I can't wait. I really, really feel like this is I'm really excited about this season. I'm really excited. Now, you're excited about some guy who had a faux pas.
Yeah. Well, I just want to give somebody credit. You know, we bash people a lot for this, that, or the other. When I say we, I mean like society as a whole. And, of course, Twitter. But this guy used a slur, and I'm talking about Myers Leonard. You may remember he was playing a Twitch video game dropped a racial slur that he claimed he did not know was a slur, which is actually, And the more you dig into this, it's something that's said online that there is a chance people didn't even know that that was a slur because it's such an old school slur.
It was a gay slur, right?
No.
No, what was it?
It was the K word for Jewish people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, which is kind of, you know, old school slur.
Yeah.
And Myers Leonard, after that happened, he took, you know, I guess Miami's owner is Jewish, I believe.
Okay.
I believe that's not a great look. Okay. Like, okay. Oh boy. Yeah. I said a slur. He didn't know it was a slur. I said a slur. Oh, and the owner's Jewish. Oh boy. Here we go. I just said an anti-Semitic slur.
What were the odds?
He didn't say anything. The 29-year-old has not spoken publicly since apologizing for his hurtful language on a Twitch live stream.
Mm-hmm.
But in his time away, he said he's made every effort to learn from his mistake and understand its significance. Now, you know, there's a picture on his Instagram of him holding a shoe, autographing a shoe for a 3-year-old with a yarmulke on, which I felt like, okay, that, you know, the cynical side says, oh, what are the odds? Little kid with a yarmulke is getting a signed shoe by Myers Leonard. Like, look at me, I'm doing the work. But then, you know, the more you read up on this, he's put a lot of time in. This is not something prescribed or forced upon me, Myers Leonard said. It's something I felt and I knew in my heart was right to do, which is why I chose to do it privately. And he didn't make a big deal about it publicly, except, I guess, for one Instagram post. Leonard says he discussed the belief and history of the community with Jewish leaders and friends and was troubled to hear how anti-Semitic actions and views have caused so much harm over time. And in the present, I'm committed to being an ally. He said, a true mistake and extreme ignorance is how this all began for me. But growing from this is a part of the journey. Again, I'd like to say how truly sorry I am to those who were hurt by my word. I take full ownership of my ignorance and will continue to do better through my actions. I'd also like to say how grateful I am for all the love, compassion, and forgiveness that the Jewish community has graciously shown me. And so you can read, like, there's a speech that he had that talks about his progress. It's from back in June. But I think this is, you know, pretty cool that a guy did something he knew he shouldn't have done instead of just hiding behind a quick Instagram where an agent. How many times do we see this? An agent has this unbelievably well-crafted and well-worded apology. You know a player didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who's got somebody with a PR background. It basically looks like a public relations press release. It's thrown up there on Instagram or it's thrown up on Twitter. And then that's it. And that's all you hear about it. And then the news cycle shifts to the next person and it's on from there. Myers Leonard caught his hell, you know, rightfully. Well, he deserves a little bit of praise for going out and putting 5 months of work into, you know, trying to be a better person and not use a slur. He said he didn't know it was a slur. I just want to give him credit because no one else is going to give him any credit. He did something and people, I don't care about that. The fun part is when you get to attack somebody. Well, you know what? If you want to be balanced about something, how about giving their props when they put the time and work into it? You didn't want them to do that. How about when a guy does something to better himself? How about you give him his props when that happens? Instead of just tearing down, how about showing a little bit of, hey, you know, attaboy when somebody does that?
Yeah.
Because there's none of that that goes on anymore.
Neat stuff.
Been forced to do any.
No, I haven't done any community work lately.
Has anyone asked you to come into their communities and put in the work?
I'll probably hear it about saying, what were the odds?
The Italian, I let that slide. I was like, I think he just said, what were the odds in that one? I let that slide. But do you remember when the Italian-American community of Houston, they sent you a letter and on the air where they ask you to stop saying certain slurs?
Yeah.
And then you ripped up the letter on the air.
Yeah.
In the microphone where they can hear.
I'm Italian. I could say WAP if I want.
Yeah, but they don't want you to.
I don't care if they want me to.
You're also Greek.
I am in the community.
Can a Greek say that about an Italian?
Well, half of me can.
That's what I'm saying. How do you know the Greek side wasn't throwing slurs out there?
No, it wasn't. Well, my mom was all Greek, and she used to. My dad's name was that Dago bastard. Literally.
You mean dad?
Yeah.
Is that an acronym?
Well, we all knew who she was talking about.
Dad, Dago, bastard. No, okay, it's not D-A-D. I was I was wondering if you had a clever thing for DAD.
No. I'm having a hard time paying attention to you because I'm looking at all these foods, the best foods at every ballpark in America, every baseball stadium. Look at this, the brachos.
That's a churro dog.
A churro dog.
What's not a dog?
It's on a hot dog bun.
It's got whipped cream, it's got chocolate,
it's nuts.
It's like a sundae. Why are they putting it on a hot dog bun?
Because it's awesome. You know what the Astros is?
What?
It's the Texas.
I know what it is. It is Sheriff
Blaylock's
nachos.
That's not a.
How about they're still Sheriff Blaylock nachos?
Yeah.
They got grandfathered.
Do they? It is?
Yeah. Unless they just took
it.
I haven't gone this year, and obviously there wasn't anyone last year. It sucks that I haven't gone to a game last year, but I don't have a media pass. I have to do it.
Texas Smoke and its legendary brisket get bonus points since celebrity chef and Texas Smoke owner Brian Caswell is a legit Astros fanboy. It embodies local flavor just as much as any stadium will offer. And is substantial enough to beat diminutive slugger Jose Altuve in a fist fight. Okay. You know what the best food at any stadium is?
What?
The number one and
you know the Padres,
food.
I think they're still selling crickets.
Deep fried crickets.
Is it Seattle?
Yeah,
because that's when they broke that. It was, I think, 2017 that Julie Morales ate the fried crickets on TV, and that was what broke the Astros' bad streak that they're having.
They say that everything at Seattle is the best food. It's just unbelievable. Perfection of lobster rolls, the King's Hawaii roll. They've got the Lopez Island Creamery with Snoqualmie ice cream. They've got Oaxacan chapulines, toasted grasshoppers in a zesty citrus seasoning. They say that Seattle, I did not know that, has the best food of any.
You know who has the worst? SoFi Stadium. Have you seen the pictures for SoFi Stadium where the Rams are playing now? They're quite something. Let's see. Here's a delicious pizza. It looks like a piece of bread.
It's awful, literally with grass on it. With leaves on it.
It looks terrible. Oh, but that's not good enough. Would this hot dog interest you, sir?
Ugh.
It looks like an old woman's foot.
Yeah,
a bun. If that's not delicious enough, maybe you'd like this hoagie with unmelted cheese and some pickles.
Awful.
And ketchup on it. These were the media got to have these things to try.
Did
these
they?
Things.
Got it's, to have them.
It's like my child put something together. It is the worst thing that I have ever seen. That you would throw that in a stadium.
Yeah.
What do you go when you eat at a stadium? What do you go get? Like the standards for me is okay. When I'm at a Rockets game, sometimes I'll just get the little pizzas from what is it?
I went to the Nationals game and I got an Italian sausage.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes I'll get loaded baked potatoes.
Like,
I figured
in Wrigley in the bleachers They got a great beef sandwich in Wrigley.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to get that at Comiskey back in the day too. I'll go for Italian beef. I'm not a big hot dog guy. But 925 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But this, yeah, go. It's on Thrillist. Anybody who wants to see all the best. And how about Brian Caswell being mentioned? Our guy.
I talked to Caswell the other day about Aggies and whatnot. Oh, we just talked about life. It was good catching up with Caswell.
Yeah, Caswell's a great guy.
He was a really great guy.
Cody Stoops joins us next talking Texans football. Who doesn't want to talk Texans football right now? Everybody does. I mean, clamoring for this team. And a big game for the Governor's Cup coming up tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You can listen to it. If you want the Cowboys side of things, you can listen to it right here. In the meantime, right now, I got to talk about HRP, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Perfect for you and your business, whatever your business is. And it doesn't matter. As long as you've got 15 employees or so or more, then HRP is for you. Don't waste your time doing your own payroll. You actually are wasting money and they're not doing it as well as HRP can do it. You're also really risking your business if you're trying to do your own HR. That's just silly. Don't do that. And then you say, well, I need all the other stuff. Well, they will give you, offer you all these different options for your benefits, your insurance, your 401k, all of these things that you need. And HR&P says, hey, look, we think this is really good, but you can choose whatever you want. We're not going to force it on you like the other payroll companies do. HR&P doesn't force their benefits packages on you. They give you a selection, which will save you money. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 931 on ESPN 97.5, our second to last segment of the week right here on the show, and bringing in Cody Stutes from the Wheelhouse. Cody, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Happy to be here, guys. Having a blast doing the show and having a blast listening to you guys each morning.
Yeah, how is how's the afternoons going, man?
It's going fantastic. I mean, it's fun getting to know BK and Jake a little bit more, and just kind of figuring out, you know, where they feel they are on, you know, certain things. Like, you know, Asmund's really scared about this Astros pitching rotation not having a stud ace. You know, BK's Mr. Cool. He's not worried about the Astros at all. So it's really fun getting to know kind of how those guys approach different things, and, you know, how that kind of plays into their, you know, because I think a lot of times the way you think about sports is a lot of times the way you think about life. So, and that kind of makes sense. Asmund's going to panic sometimes on stuff, and BK's been Mr. Cool about everything.
Yeah, you guys will have, it'll be good. You guys have had a lot of good guests on this week already. That's been, we've been using you, some of your sound bites from, you guys have really been killing it. So way to go, Andrew, getting that stuff done for you guys. Let's talk a little bit about this Texans team. You know, Lance and I were talking about, just answer some questions out there. How frustrating is it when, you know, you ask a simple question like, how much are the starters going to play this week? And we don't have any starters. Come on, dude. Just answer.
You got some, just, you know what we're talking about. Quarterback, like, why I got to be like
answer
this?
Answer a damn
just
question.
Answer one.
It's got to be frustrating out there, isn't it?
It would be nice to get a little bit more exposition from David Culley about certain things. It's okay to tell us a player did really well in practice. It's okay to praise someone if they had a good couple of days. And he's loosened up a little bit on that, but, you know, from your point, yeah, it would be nice to know exactly how much Tyrod Taylor's going to play, or at least just give us an idea, like, hey, we really want him to have one really good series, and if it takes three series to get that, you know, he's going to play that much. So I would like that. I wonder if maybe once they know roughly who their 53 guys are plus the practice squad, if they'll maybe be a bit more open about those things. And as closed off as David Culley is, I do think that offensive coordinator Tim Kelly, who's kind of the, you know, he and Pep Hamilton are the guys going to drive this offense from a coaching standpoint. Tim Kelly's pretty open about, hey, you know, I want to see this from this guy. Like, hey, Davis Mills wants these throws back. You know, we can't have that. We want to see him do this. So as closed off as David Culley has been sometimes, the players and some of the coordinators have been pretty open about this team. So, yeah, it would be nice if the head coach was just, you know, maybe a little bit more loose, a little bit more relaxed. And certainly you hope as David Culley gets deeper into his first and potentially only head coaching tenure, he opens up a little bit more.
Any idea, give us an idea, you've been out there a lot, what the linebacker situation, and what about Whitney? What about Jacob Martin? Where is Kamu Grugier? Where, you know, Zach Cunningham is obviously a starter. What's the depth? What's the rotation going to look like?
So I'm glad you asked about the linebackers. That's probably the group that has been solid throughout all of camp, and you just don't really talk about them much because there's so many other questions about this team from an offensive standpoint, from the other spots on defense. I mean, Zach Cunningham's is as solid as they come. He's going to play a lot with Christian Kirksey in the middle. Obviously, Kirksey, the former Brown and Packer, and so you're going to get those guys a lot, but they've got some good depth at the linebacker spot. It's probably going to end up being a pretty tough cut for them. Neville Hewitt has stood out a couple of different times previously from the Jets, a guy that Cal McNair famously called a tackling machine in the offseason. And you know what? Neville Hewitt's done that. Obviously, in practice, you're not taking guys to the ground. Garrett Wallow has been nice at the linebacker spot, the late-round draft pick. And It's really weird watching him out there because he definitely is a linebacker, but he wears 32, which is very much like a DB number. But he's knocked down some passes. He can really go up and get it. I think he skied probably way up in the air for an almost interception on Tyrod Taylor in one practice recently. So those linebackers, pretty good core. I don't know that there's anything spectacular from a tackle or from a sack standpoint there, but they're going to have some tackles for a loss. They're going to stone some people at the line of scrimmage. And then you mentioned Whitney Mercilus, Jacob Martin. They've been very clear that Whitney Mercilus, Jacob Martin, no longer linebackers. So they're going to be officially recognized as defensive linemen, and Mercilus and Martin have been pretty happy about that. No more coverage for them. So Whitney Mercilus, Jacob Martin, they're going to put their hands in the dirt. They're going to rush from the edges. And that defensive line rotation, Charles Omenihu and Whitney Mercilus and Jacob Martin, Malik Collins is a free agent that they added. Ross Blacklock has looked much, much better than his first year. They're going to use a lot of those guys, and they use them a lot of different ways. Guys play inside. Guys play outside. They move things around. So I'll be interested to see how Lovie Smith, with a few more of these guys playing some more against the Cowboys in this second preseason game, I'll be interested to see who lines up with who, where do they rush from, and things of that nature.
What do you think about the secondary? That's one where you've added some new faces, and I'm hoping, and one of those guys, I mean, Lonnie Johnson's not a new face, but he's going to get a longer look, and you have added some new cornerbacks. I'm wondering if you, and Desmond King, who I'm a big fan of, I'm wondering what you think of what you've seen so far out there and how they're going to rotate those guys in there. And I guess who you think the next five are going to be. When I say five, the slot, the nickel corner as well.
They seem to feel pretty good about this cornerback group and the safety group. It's kind of a weird group because there's a bit of a holdover status. Certainly you mentioned Lonnie Johnson. Eric Murray's still on this team. He barely played safety last year. He's kind of their nickel corner a couple of different times. So it's a very weird safety group. They like Lonnie Johnson a lot at safety, and they claim that to be his position now after starting his career as a cornerback. And Lonnie's just so physical. He's so long. He's had some very nice plays in practice. The coaches are constantly on him and pointing things out and working with him. And they really, really hammer down some of the intricacies with him just from a coaching standpoint, and guys that are taking him aside and pointing things out. The corner group is not super interesting to me, but obviously Bradley Roby's still here. He's had some days where nobody can catch a pass on him, and he's had some days where it's just kind of been, okay, well, that's not great. Terrence Mitchell is a corner that they like from Cleveland. He's played a ton opposite Bradley Roby in some of those situations. Lance, you brought Desmond King. Desmond King versus Kiki QT is my favorite thing to watch every day in one-on-one. Those two just go at each other. There's trash talk. Desmond King has been so fun to watch in camp, not only from a quarterback standpoint. He's potentially going to be a factor in the return situation. I know that they have Andre Roberts, but Andre Roberts, being a little bit older, hasn't practiced a ton. But Desmond King's getting some of those returns. You saw it in the first preseason game. Vernon Hargraves is probably going to make this team, even though he didn't play well last year. He's had a really nice camp. But it's not like Vernon Hargraves is out there winning against Brandon Cooks every time. I mean, he's beaten the Nico Collinses, the Chris Moores of the world for his successful reps. But it's hard not to see Vernon Hargraves running around and standing out on the practice field. I'd like to see it in the preseason games before I feel pretty confident about him. But they have some guys they feel pretty good about. I haven't mentioned Justin Reed. That's, you know, one of the longest tenured guys there, actually, in the secondary. And certainly a big year for him because this could be a contract year for him.
With Cody Stutes right here out there at Texans practice about every day. And he's on the afternoon show, the new Wheelhouse show, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, congratulations on the new gig, man. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work, and we will talk to you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Revelry on Richmond this afternoon, and Bob Costas and Warren Moon this afternoon as well.
Oh, wow. Costas and Warren Moon. Pretty good. Look at that. But we had Stevie D. Okay, so there's that.
Well, and me.
And you. And we had Cody and Stevie D. So that'll be good. Todd Farquharson is going to join us probably next week here on the show. Cody, we appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right. There's Cody Stutes right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's take a break. And when we come back, Lance, do you know why they had to cancel the bullfighting festival in Gijon?
Does it involve cicadas?
No, it involves ugly names of the bulls that they put on them. So we will do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Should have known this. It's Friday. Charlie never works on Friday, right?
Charlie works?
Yeah, no, Charlie works here.
Never on a Friday. Three-day weekend every...
Patrick
Every Crane. Day is a three-day week.
So you get to do his 2 hours. That's a you win, right? Or are you still doing your show at night?
No, I'm doing the 2 hours, and then I'm actually out the Skeeters and OKC Dodgers game tonight and through the weekend.
What are you doing over there?
I'm calling games.
You are calling games?
Yeah.
Nice. Nicely done. That's sweet. Congratulations on that gig. So what are you going to talk about on Charlie's little radio show?
Outside of the fact that Charlie just gained about 85 pounds but got 3 inches taller. We're going to talk a little about people not jumping off bridges over the Astros right now. What we think is the number one key for the Texans getting any wins this year. Of course, we're going to talk about how much do we want hockey in Houston.
Yeah, we got a team that's up for grabs.
And why it's so much – this might be a turning point for Gary Bettman and the way he's approached teams coming out. He's been very anti-team movement. He doesn't want an existing team to go somewhere else. He wants expansion teams. But now this may have forced his hand.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk with Kel Dansby from ESPN Ringside about Pacquiao and Ugas. And we're going to talk with our buddy Keith Smith from SpotTrack about the Rockets kids and what to look forward with them. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Good. No. Sounds like a busy show. Sounds like it's going to be good. Lively and entertaining. That's what it sounds like. With the voice of the Skeeters. You do that? Do you do all the games?
Here's something really
weird. Skeeters hat, pal. That's what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. I'm really conflicted about this weekend. Last year, my buddy Gerald Sanchez and I, we did all the games in the Constellation Energy League, the Skeeters, and the four little teams.
Yeah.
And this year, Gerald is their primary voice, their backup voice. I did about a dozen games early in the season. Well, the guy who broadcast the Dodgers game for Oklahoma City, their AAA affiliate, he has a wedding this weekend, so he can't come to the games. His usual backup guy also couldn't do the games. So he called Gerald and said, hey, do you have somebody who could do the games? And they connected to me. Now, I've been a little outspoken about how much I don't like the Dodgers and how violence seems to follow their fans everywhere they go.
True.
But
true.
Now I'm going to be calling games for the Oklahoma City Dodgers this weekend.
Right.
Did I just sell out?
Yes.
Wait, you're calling for the Dodgers?
Yes, he's calling for the Dodgers side.
Not the
Skeeters.
Not the good guys. I'm for the Empire this weekend.
You absolutely sold out.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm 100% behind Johnny. Grab that cash. Who cares? Just take that money and run. Who cares?
It's fun, though. It's always a good time calling the games.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good couple hours, and then have a good weekend with the Dodgers, trader. It's time for us to do a little news of the weird. I've always wondered about this. A MotoGP star, a motocross star.
Yeah?
His name is Miguel Oliveira.
Okay.
He married his stepsister. I have absolutely no issue with that.
Legal.
Right? I mean, it's creepy a little bit.
Okay, so do you want to say that that's just bad luck that you get the girl of your dreams?
Had to be
all of a sudden they get married. You're like, oh, whoa. I can't shoot at this now. What? Is that what you're saying? Just because you guys got married?
Right.
No. I don't know.
Well, or, we live together. I saw her walking around, and like, hey, I'm not
so
related.
So you always wondered about
I'm
this?
I'm not related to her. Yeah, if it was, it's okay. I mean, it's creepy a little bit, but.
It's a little creepy because you are half brother, half sister.
Yeah, but you're not really.
But you're not blood.
You're not half. No, half is my dad.
That's half. Yeah,
that's just a step.
This is step.
Step.
Yeah, my stepbrother, my stepsister.
Right.
Yeah, you can do things.
Yeah.
Not not in the same house at the same time when you're living under your parents' roof.
No.
That's probably not great. Yeah,
I bet you it started there.
How about it feel?
I'll bet you it started there.
There's movies on the hub like that.
Yeah.
Get out of your sister's room.
Hey, the bullfighting.
You mean stepsister.
Your stepsister. The Gijon mayor said apparently they crossed various lines, did the bullfighting festival.
Yeah.
Apparently, two of the bulls slain this week were named Feminist and Nigerian. So, apparently, you're not supposed to kill feminists or Nigerians.
Was bullfighting?
Bullfighting. And so, the bull always loses. The bull usually loses.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Bull, you've been to one, right?
Yeah.
When you're in Spain. Yeah,
yeah.
What was it like?
Yeah. It's like, hey, that bull doesn't have much of a chance here. This isn't like really a sport. This is just killing a bull in front of
like
everybody.
Feral hogs when you're in the helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's okay.
Okay. Feral hogs are the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, maybe a little insensitive, you know?
Nigerian?
Yeah.
I wonder why they named that one Nigerian.
I don't know. They
should. What about the other one, Feminist?
Feminist. I don't think they're high.
So what did they do?
The female culture.
What did they say?
They said, you can't do that. You're killing things called the Feminist and the Nigerian. Beat it. You're not having a festival. Colorado's governor had to rescind a law, an 1864 order, which encouraged the massacre of Native Americans.
Which encouraged?
Yeah.
So he had to rescind an order.
Well, like, why did it take this long?
Governor, I got, I was going through some of the old... going through some of our old items on the book that we still have in enforcement, and you might want to get ahead of this one.
Do you think
this is one about slaughtering Native Americans and encouraging it? You might want to come out against this just in case in the next election someone finds it.
Yeah. You don't want to go to Alberta.
Apparently, Canada? No, I know.
No, even for more reasons. Apparently, they have horrifying numbers of syphilis infections right now.
Ooh. Big syphilis
like
run
pre
right now.
Antibiotic levels, they said.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Is it a variant? Syphilis variant?
I don't know, but.
Is it Lambda?
What I don't want to do
is the Lambda syphilis?
Get the syphilis in Alberta. Apparently, here's another law that is being rescinded or changed in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, a lot of people go there to marry really young girls because they have child bride laws.
Oh, what a neat thing.
That's going to raise the marriage age from 14 to 16. Right now, before this law, you could marry a girl in North Carolina that's 14 years old. Do you think that you would have liked to have married a girl, a 14-year-old?
No. you want to let that linger? I'll just give it a quick no.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that. You know what? Good job, North Carolina. Way to catch up. In Eastbourne, a man went in to rob a bank.
Where's this?
In Eastbourne. It's somewhere in England.
Okay.
Apparently, he went into a bank and he wanted to rob it. He handed them a note, but his handwriting was so bad that the bank staff didn't know what he wanted.
What do you want, love? What is it, love?
It says it right there.
I can't see this. You're writing a scratch. I can't see this. It's rubbish. What do you want? Just say it out loud. I don't want to say it out loud. I'll get in big trouble. Just read what's on there. Can you type it out next time? Print it. Hand a printed sheet. I can't read your writing. It's rubbish. Mate.
Speaking of robbing, apparently a Florida man,
yeah,
is jailed on an armed robbery charge after he allegedly tried stealing a Snickers bar at knife point in a Wawa convenience store.
Saw this one. I respected it too.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know?
How about what if he had got that Snickers bar and all of a sudden the knife got put away, like, you know what? I got the Snickers bar, I'm good now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good.
Now, here, put the knife away.
Yeah. No charges, right? See, I told you, everything's fine. I'll pay you next week.
I'm just not me.
I'm not me. You guys know, y'all seen the commercial when Johnny Manziel was that old woman or whatever?
Yeah.
Same.
Escambia County, Escambia County, Florida. Their sheriff, Sheriff Morgan, was leaving office. So what did he do? He had a commission. He commissioned a statue of himself being paid for by the taxpayers. $75,000 statue that he had commissioned, and then I'll just take it home. I don't. We don't need it here anymore. I'll just take my statue home. Congratulations to the. And that's the way I go.
Imagine the wife like, hey, I saw what's in the backyard. Is that a statue of you?
Of you?
I didn't say that I wanted that in our garden.
Yeah, but don't worry, we didn't pay for it.
Nah, it's free. It's all right. Free.
We're done. Patrick Creighton is up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great weekend.
You better have my burritos
weekend.
When I get off this radio. Mm-hmm.
You just got
ESPN 97.5.